Hello and welcome to the WriteCome.com podcast, where we help you to make money from your words. Each episode we'll be sharing tips, tricks, and strategies you can use to make more money from your writing, publishing, and marketing to your fans and audience. Let's get started with your host, Barry J. McDonald.
Hi, this is Barry here, and you are very, very welcome to today's podcast episode from WriteCome.com. And today's podcast episode is entitled, You Can't Be a Prophet in Your Hometown. Now, never was a truer word said, and I never thought I would be using a quote from the Bible as a podcast episode, but yet here we go. But as I said, never was a truer word said, and I'm sure when Luke was probably standing in front of his friends, in front of his family, probably when he pulled out his stool and was standing up and maybe preaching in the town square, I'm sure everybody looked him up and down and said to him, what the hell is he talking about? You know, you are the person I grew up with. You're the person I went to school with. You're the person that I, you know, bought fish off last week. I know you're trying to sell me on Christianity and you want me to follow this fella called Jesus. Yeah, right. Think again. So I'm sure that Luke probably wisely, you know, cottoned on to the fact that he wasn't going to be able to convert anybody in his local town because they knew him, they knew all his past history and all that baggage that he had. They couldn't take him seriously because they knew what he was like. So he knew that he had to go a couple of towns over. He needed to get in front of a new audience and he needed to, you know, not have that additional baggage because people would probably give him more of their time because they would see him as a complete stranger and they may give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm sure they probably had listened to him because they didn't know him. And unfortunately, a lot of us, when we aren't seen as the prophet in our hometown, sometimes we just say, well, if I can't be a prophet in my hometown, you know, how do I expect anyone to take me seriously on the other side of the world? But sometimes you can't even be a prophet in your own house, never mind in your hometown. You know, sometimes when I say to the kids, I am going out to the car, I'm going to record a couple of podcast episodes, or they see me uploading a couple of videos on YouTube. My son Finn, who spends a lot of time on YouTube watching videos on Minecraft and Fortnite, kind of looks at me and throws his eyes up to say, well, you know, why would anybody sit for a few moments and watch you walking around a field on a video on YouTube? Or why would somebody plug in their headphones and listen to you in a podcast episode? Now, it's not that they are trying to demean me or put me down. It's just that they see me as their dad. And, you know, when somebody sees you in a certain way, they think the whole world sees you the same way. They see, you know, they wonder why anybody would listen to a podcast of me on the other side of the world or anybody would watch a video of me on the other side of the world. So that's what I want you to keep in mind today. You know, if you find maybe that you're not getting much support at home, maybe because you say, well, I am going to write a fiction book. Sometimes, you know, maybe your family members will probably look at you up and down and they'll remind you of all your past mistakes, and maybe they'll remind you of those low grades you got on your English exams and the fact that nobody in the family has ever been a fiction writer. So why should you think you should be the fiction writer in the family? And unfortunately, a lot of us, you know, when we don't get support in our own home or maybe in our local town, you know, we feel that everybody in the world is going to see you the same way. But I'm here to tell you that that is absolute bull, because people on the other side of the world don't know your past history, don't know what your grades were like in school, don't know about the mistakes you made in the business. They don't see any of that at all. They see you as a complete stranger, and you will find that people will probably take your fiction writing a lot more seriously. And if you were a coach, you know, they will probably see you in a new light because they don't see you as a stranger. You know, if you tried to coach somebody in your family, they probably wouldn't follow your instructions because they couldn't take you seriously because you couldn't be a prophet in the home. But somebody on the other side of the world could probably see you as the best coach ever. So what I want you to do today, if maybe you aren't getting much support at home, maybe somebody is saying, well, you can't be a fiction writer, or you can't be a coach, or you can't be a YouTuber, you can't be a podcaster, I'm here to tell you that the chances are that they probably are doubting you because they know all your past mistakes, they know all your past history. But that doesn't mean somebody on the other side of the world is going to see your content in the same way. You could write your book, it could be put down by a family member, but somebody on the other side of the world could say that that was the best fiction book that they have ever read. Or somebody in your family could sneer at you, maybe the YouTube video you could be putting up right now, but somebody on the other side of the world could look at that YouTube video and it could be the one maybe that motivates them, inspires them, or, you know, just gets them to do something, or maybe learn a skill maybe that they never ever thought that they would be able to achieve. But because they don't know your past history, they will take you a lot more seriously. And again too, sometimes not only aren't we taken, you know, seriously or seen as a prophet in our hometown or in our house, sometimes we don't even see ourselves as a prophet in our own head. And again too, that's got to do with all, you know, ourselves knowing all our past history, knowing all our mistakes, knowing all the things that went wrong, all the different things we had tried, all the businesses that flopped, and, you know, we don't accept ourselves. Is this fiction thing going to be a thing that works out? Can we really, really see ourselves seriously as being a coach to anyone? Or can we really see ourselves as being a podcaster or having videos on YouTube? And I'm here to tell you that you can. You know, not to doubt yourself, put the content out there. And if you do find maybe you're not getting support from home, that doesn't mean that everybody in the whole world is going to see you in the same way. You know, some people, somebody right now maybe might take this podcast episode seriously because they don't see me. They don't see me as dad. They see me as somebody who's completely different because they are not in my hometown. So keep that in mind today if you have doubts for yourself. Yes, you mightn't be a prophet in your hometown, but that doesn't mean you can't be a prophet somewhere else. So as always, if you'd like to reach out to me, if you'd like me to cover anything in a podcast episode, or you just want to say hi, you can send an email to barryjmcdonald@gmail.com. Or if you did enjoy this podcast episode, if you do see a couple of social media buttons close by, if you just want to push on one or two of those and share it with your family and your friends or your community, I would greatly appreciate it. And if you would like maybe to, you know, be a prophet and get into fiction writing and maybe, you know, sell your content all over the world, if you would like to do that, if you want to find out more about writing, self-publishing or podcasting or whatever, if you want to come over to WriteCom, that's WriteCome.com, you'll find a lot of great content over there. So as always, take care of yourself and have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like more from the WriteCome.com podcast, be sure to subscribe now for more tips, tricks, and ideas you can use to make more money from your words. See you in the next episode.